listening to Wake Up and Read the Labels, your guide to eating simple and feeling good. If you want to eat clean and feel your best, guess what? You're in the right place. Each week, we talk about ingredients that may be holding you back from feeling your best. We also talk to some brands that are going against the grain and actually using real ingredients we can recognize. Plus, we're sharing stories with people who are just like you, who actually woke up and read the labels. Welcome to Wake Up and Read the Labels podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the most important thing that you put in your body, which is water. And water labels are super confusing. When you go to the grocery store, you don't know if you should be getting purified, natural, alkaline, all the things. So we're going to be diving in today with Martin Rees. He is a mineral water sommelier who received this certification in 2010 from the German Mineral Water Trade Association. Welcome, Martin. How are you?
Very well. And I have to say, first of all, I think I'm not really a mineral water sommelier. I'm a water sommelier because I believe every water on this planet has value. And that is exactly what I want. I want to bring value to water.
Okay. So I'm glad to know this because I was curious, how does Martin travel? What does Martin do if he can't find clean water around? I want to dive into all those things. But why don't you give me a little background about yourself, how you got to become a water sommelier?
It started when I was a child. I was realizing on vacation time with my parents that the tap water in every city in Europe tasted differently to me. And I was like 5 or 6 years old. I was fascinated about that fact. And then in 2005, a guest came to me in Berlin in a restaurant. So I started to work in the restaurant business. And I was the general manager of that restaurant. And the guest said, Martin, you have over 1,200 different positions of wine, but you're just serving one brand of water. And he didn't like the taste of that particular brand. And he asked me, what else do you have for me? And I looked at him and I thought, it's kind of crazy. In the restaurant business, it's all about options. We have different wines. We have different beers on tap. We have different liquors. When it comes to food, we have different appetizers, main courses, desserts. But when it comes to water, our most important beverage on this planet, most servers will say, what do you want, still or sparkling? They don't even know the brand what they're serving. And I thought I need to change that. So I created a water menu in 2005 in Germany. I wrote a book about water for the German market, Die Welt des Wassers, the world of water. I've been certified, what you just mentioned, in 2010. And I came over in 2011 on an O-1 visa for extraordinary abilities, all my knowledge of water, to the United States. And I'm based now in Los Angeles. I'm full-time water sommelier now. I'm not working in a restaurant anymore. And I'm creating water menus for restaurants. I'm helping water companies. I'm doing a lot of, obviously, podcasts. I'm doing a lot of, like, comedy shows. It's kind of funny. Like, the comedians love to get hydrated all the time. So it's really funny. I love to hydrate people and bring value back to water.
That's awesome. I love it. Okay, this is so much happiness. And you have just validated me saying that I taste the difference in water, because my husband and I go back and forth. Whenever we go to a restaurant, he's like, Jen, it's water. It's fine. I'm like, no, this either, it tastes super metallic or some of it tastes kind of dirty. So is it just certain people are more sensitive to the taste, or like, why do you and I taste it, but maybe others don't?
I think it's both. I think, like, we all know everybody on this planet, in my belief, has a special gift. Like, some people can create beautiful pictures. Some people have very good taste and they can create beautiful menus, like the chefs and the restaurants. Some people can create beautiful music. And maybe you and I can taste a little bit more out of everything. Uh-huh. So every human is special and has different abilities. But by this being said, I have a feeling sometimes when people are saying, I don't taste the differences in water, they maybe didn't have the right waters yet. Because I can give you several waters where literally everybody can taste the difference. Trust me. Like, it depends on the mineral composition of each water. And some waters are so high in, like, example, magnesium or calcium or sodium, that you clearly can taste the difference. Everybody can do it. Not just me.
Okay.
Including my cat, who's like showing up here right now.
What kind of water does your cat drink?
My cat, and that is the fun part, he could get the most coolest ever water ever been found on this planet because I have access to them. But he decides on the pool and he decides on the tap water. That's his choice.
The pool. Is this chlorinated or is this sea?
Yeah, it is chlorinated. But I have a feeling because it's a follow cat and I took him in for 1.5 years. He came with the house when I bought the house. So I think he was used to drink the pool water because he didn't have access to any other water.
Wow.
And that is an interesting topic in general, because sometimes when you hear like, oh, tap water won again the taste competitions and bottled water is a scam, when then people say, that does not mean that tap water suddenly is amazing and good in taste. That means these people who are tasting these competitions, they grew up on chlorinated tap water, and in their beliefs, that is the taste of tap. It might be the worst tap water ever tasted for me, but it has nothing to do with the quality when you find a stranger on the street and telling them what is the best. There is no best in my belief, by the way.
Okay.
Like, we're all different. We're all humans. We all have different needs. When you're going to a restaurant and you order a Pinot Noir and your husband orders a Merlot, who's right and who's wrong? They're both right.
Exactly. Okay. So is there a certain water that hydrates you best?
Tough to say, actually, because it really depends on the mineral composition. So I would say, and that is obviously backed by science, that your body needs water obviously all the time, but it can just absorb water with minerals. So it's very important to always have electrolytes in your body. It's not a fancy marketing word. No, electrolytes are actually very important in your life being, because it's called osmosis. The water needs to go into your cell and needs to bring waste out of your cell. And it just can do it by the balance of electrolytes in your cells versus your blood. But by this being said, you don't have to shove down all the time these electrolyte supporting liquids, because in food is already electrolytes. Most of our minerals, what is a electrolytes is just a marketing fancy word for minerals. And minerals are salts. So salts, minerals, and electrolytes are pretty much the same. And that's the reason, like, my sister, for example, always says when people are saying like, oh, what kind of water should I drink? She says, you know, when you're extremely parched, it's actually very helpful. Drink your tap, add a little sea salt to it, and you're good to go.
Yep.
That's all you, that's you already need.
Yep.
There's no reason for fancy stuff.
Salt, any particular salts you like?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Good to know.
Magnesium, calcium, potassium,
okay,
silica, it's all different minerals.
So are you saying that everyone's tap water, or maybe most people, or maybe you can clarify, do not have minerals in it? They've been stripped of it?
No, actually, it's the opposite.
Okay.
Your tap water has tons of minerals dissolved. Your purified water, what is nothing else than actually your tap water filtered in a plastic bottle sold, what I believe is a scam. I think it's not okay to drink purified, highly processed tap water in a plastic bottle. Like, the water in that itself is actually not totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but it has not so much minerals dissolved than your tap, just to give the heads up there.
Okay.
But I think to buy tap in a plastic bottle seems to be weird to me, that concept.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist in Germany. That whole industry does not exist.
Does not exist to you. And that's what everyone's drinking, though.
No, it's even not existing, like, in the market. You cannot find purified water in Germany. It doesn't exist.
Oh, I see. But here in America, that's all we're drinking.
Yeah, because the marketing people of Coca-Cola or Nestle thought it's a great idea to sell tap water to the consumer, to make millions of dollars on them.
So why are they purifying it? Why don't they just pour the tap water and put it in the bottle?
Yeah, because that's not really tasty. When you don't want to have chlorine, you maybe don't have to have fluoride. So they are stripping everything away. Then they're adding back some minerals, but obviously not for health reasons. They're just doing it for taste reasons. And they're clearly saying this on the labels.
Mm-hmm.
So please do not believe when you're saying like, oh, I need an electrolyte water because my doctor told me I'm out of magnesium or calcium. I like to change my diet. And then buying like electrolyte added water, because the overall mineral composition of these waters are extremely low. You can measure this by TDS, total dissolved solids. Again, in Europe, it's required by law to actually label what's in the water, like TDS, calcium, magnesium, sodium, all these minerals needs to be labeled. Here in America, they're just saying electrolytes added, but they don't tell you how many. So even when they're adding just one electrolyte in this water, they can call it electrolyte added water.
Low quality.
And that is the problem. I was at Costco. They had two different waters. One said electrolyte added, and the other said low in minerals. You as a consumer would think added electrolytes, low in minerals. Clearly, the low in minerals would have lower electrolytes
right.
than the one with electrolytes added. Actually, it was the other way around. And the water that said low in minerals had 10 times more electrolytes
oh my gosh.
Than the water with electrolytes added.
Yeah, and like who has time to go through the grocery and read all these things, right?
Is this crazy?
This is crazy.
And that is the reason. It's not even there. It's not even on the bottle. You cannot find that information as a consumer because you have to Google it. Huh? And then you have to look through all these like pages and pages where you maybe find the water quality report. And that is the sad part, that the consumer is completely like put in the dark because they don't know what to do. I was at Whole Foods and there was a lady coming in. I was like buying stuff and the lady came in, I need electrolyte water. And the assistant of Whole Foods just said, oh, just look at the water aisle. But at the water aisle, trust me, it's so hard to get rid. They're like, there are so many different labels.
Right.
Like what is now electrolytes high in labels? So my recommendation, that's the only thing what the FDA actually really approved. When a water is a mineral water, that means mineral water already says the name, tons of minerals dissolved, it has to have at least a TDS of 250. So the total dissolved solid, the overall mineral composition of that water needs to be at least 250. And that was the reason, the confusion at Costco, because the mineral water
yep.
was low in minerals. So that means in that scenario of mineral waters, it was on the lower side, but it had to have 250 TDS because it was labeled mineral water. And the other one was a purified water with a TDS of 28.
Okay, so if someone sees the mineral water at the grocery store, how do they know if it has TDS of 250? Is it going to say it on the back or they need to go on the website?
It doesn't say it on the back, but that is the regulation in America. When you consider yourself a mineral water, you have to have a TDS of 250 at least.
Okay.
That's a minimum regulation what the FDA at least put there in place. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have at least 250 TDS to be allowed to call yourself mineral water.
Okay. And this is high quality water. So I would assume it's going to come in a glass bottle and not plastic, or could it come in both?
It can come in both. Like Evian, for example, I saw it in plastic and I saw it in glass. And this is actually a mineral water with a TDS of 340.
Okay. So do you want to drop some brand names? If you're at the grocery store, what are like the top three that you're looking for?
Oh, I don't have a top three.
You don't? Five or one? Top one.
I can tell you why. First of all, I hate to be influencing people.
Okay.
That's not my job. I'm a content creator. I want to help people to be a little bit more aware what they're buying and drinking.
People like answers, though.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to influence them
okay.
to brands. Because that's, for me, not what I'm doing. That's not my job. Okay. I'm not a brand ambassador for like a water brand. That's not what I do here.
Okay.
And for me, like, it drives me nuts when I see on Instagram and TikTok all this time now, these influencers talking about stuff what they actually have no clue about.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're getting money paid by a company and saying like, oh, you have a million followers. Can you talk about my brand?
Right.
And then they're talking about their brand and have actually no clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts. So what I would do as a consumer, look at obviously the labels. And when it says purified water, that mostly means there are barely any electrolytes and minerals dissolved. It doesn't matter if it says electrolytes added, because it barely has electrolytes added. We already discussed this, that there's no regulations. So I would not buy that. I do not buy any purified water brands because I don't see the reason why I should buy something what I can make at home.
Okay.
There's no reason to me, like literally no reason. So I look for spring water or mineral water. That means these waters coming from a natural occurring source. They're coming actually from a mineral water or spring source. That means these waters have most of the times way more minerals dissolved or electrolytes dissolved, whatever you want to call it, than the purified water brands, because they're filtering everything out and bringing back some minerals just for the taste reason, because they want to create kind of like a Coca-Cola of water. Like they want to have the same taste everywhere. But by spring water and mineral water, because the mineral composition is so different, all these waters taste differently. And that is for me the fun part as well. So what I would buy at the store when I'm going into the store, I would buy the spring or mineral water I never had before because I want to taste something new.
I like it.
That's my job as a water sommelier. I want to discover new waters all the time. So that is what I do.
Okay. Now, let's dive into when you see hydrogen water, or it may say natural water, or it may say artesian water. What do those things really mean?
So natural water means it's a spring water. You cannot put natural on a label when it's actually not coming from Mother Nature. So that's forbidden.
Okay.
Then when I see like oxygenated water, pH water, alkaline water, restructured water, I saw now as well, what I think is hilarious. What is restructured mean?
Oh my God.
Water is H2O. That's the structure of water. Everything else would not be water anymore. But people believing all this craziness.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that is the little tricky part about water. It's like perfume. You see perfume bottles in all these amazing shapes. Why? Because the liquid inside is kind of boring. And water is always clear. So there's no color, nothing to water. And a lot of people are still thinking there is no taste. Obviously, there is taste due to the mineral composition. But a lot of people think there is no taste. So obviously, all these water producers thinking in their head all the time, how can I convince the American people still to buy tap water in a plastic bottle and making a fortune on that? So they're coming up with all these crazy claims. And for me, that's all marketing. It's all marketing. And I know like pH for 10 years ago, everybody freaked out about suddenly pH. It's still like on almost every water bottle, I see the pH factor. Again, in Europe, nobody cares about pH. You will never find the pH on a water bottle because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's completely nonsense because everything what we're eating and drinking will go acidic in our stomach. Like it needs to go acidic to break down nutrients and to kill actually mycobacteria. A lot of people don't know this. You would have food poisoning every day when it would be true that you can balance out your body with high pH water. You would actually die because you could not process food anymore. It's completely insane. This pH story was completely insane. Finally, people getting slowly adjusted to this, that this is insane, because I see more and more posts about this, that people laughing about it. And I have a feeling the same will happen with pretty much everything else, what they try to toot on us. And now the next hype is hydrogen water. And it's a little controversial, because there are studies out there who are saying there are some benefits by drinking hydrogen water, but pretty much every study is saying they don't know how much hydrogen needs to be in the water. And they don't know if this is really have an impact like overall. There needs to be more studies needs to be done to actually conclude that. So far, we're just talking about hydrogen water. And they all think it's the next big, like the next huge thing in the water industry. I have to say, I'm just a little smiling here in my corner. And I think, do you know what? I have a feeling it's going to be the same what we happened with pH. Everybody freaked out in the beginning and then realizing it, do you know what? Just drink water. We survived so many years about water. Like, I don't think that we need all this fancy stuff suddenly.
Oh, for sure. It's amazing what the food and also water corporations can create. They truly can create it, and they create this buzz, and it's made consumer confusion by all means.
Yes, absolutely.
What about people that are living day by day drinking vitamin water? Thinking, I mean, at a quick glance, you look at it and you think, okay, it's a different color, it's flavored, and it's going to give me all the vitamins I need, like a big multivitamin.
It's a soda pop.
It's a soda pop.
No, it's a, that simple. When people thinking, I drink vitamin water, you say, no, you're drinking a soda. That's all what that is. It's a soda pop. And I did it on my channels. I'm at 2 or 3 videos I have online where I'm saying like, and I'm facing into the camera. I have a vitamin water in my hand. It has like, I think 120 calories per bottle. That's obviously not water. It has like dragon fruit flavor. That's not water. And it has a different color, what you just said. And water is clear. So therefore, no, this is a non-carbonated soda pop. This is what that is. So I asked Coca-Cola, who owns Vitamin Water, directly into the camera, and I tagged them saying, Coca-Cola, when you think Vitamin Water is a water, is a Coke for your sparkling water? Because that's what that is. When people thinking Vitamin Water is a water, then Coca-Cola is a sparkling water, because it's mostly water. The same with Vitamin Water. Obviously, it's sodas. Obviously, we know there's tons of stuff in it what maybe you don't want to have in your body all the time. So therefore, I would avoid that.
Okay, and I'm checking out something online, alkaline spring water. What does that mean? Now that we know alkaline means minerals, spring should naturally occur minerals, right? So why did they even put that?
Alkaline does not mean it has minerals. Alkaline just means it's pH. A pH 7.54 up.
Yes.
So some spring waters are natural alkaline due to the mineral composition who brings the water to an alkaline state. There's nothing wrong with an alkaline state, but it doesn't give you the health benefits, what people may be thinking it will.
Okay.
That is a big difference. So I don't have any problems when a company says, oh, our spring water is a pH of 8.4. Good for you. That's all what I need. Like, it's like, okay, great. Like, I want to taste the water. That's way more interesting to me than the pH. But I understand, obviously, the spring water companies, because pH is so in focus of other purified water brands. Like, Smart Water does 9.5 pH. Essentia was like kind of like the starting point of the 9.5 pH craze. And I don't even know why they're all settled on 9.5. It's really hilarious. When you're walking into the grocery stores these days and you see so many different water brands with a pH of 9.5. I don't know if 9.5 seems to be the holy grail of pH numbers. But again, it's completely a marketing, built-up, created marketing story, and it's been debunked. Therefore, I don't think that we like need to continue on the alkaline hype. It's just hilarious.
How do you feel about, like, I'm looking at Hint Water and the ingredients are purified water in natural flavors. And so again, people, there's a lot of people out there. My mother's one of them. She's like, I don't like the taste of water, right? Are there any waters out there that are infused that you like, or are you a proponent of get you a glass of water, a good glass of water, and, you know, squeeze some lemon in it or put some herbs in it?
I think like what you just said, your second example, sounds already way better, huh?
Yeah.
Like imagine you have a nice water, comes from nature, where our food should come from as well. Like I'm always saying, like, what do you think? What kind of carrot has more value? The one you're buying from the farmer's market, from your trusted farmer, where you know he grows his carrots somewhere on his beautiful farm? Or you think the carrot sliced up in this kind of a size from a plastic bag is better for you?
Yeah.
We're all thinking like, yeah, sure, the carrot is better. So why are we thinking with our water, it's okay to use or like to buy water what comes from the Montebello tap where 40 million people live here in the Los Angeles area, and it's highly processed, and we're buying it in a plastic bottle or aluminium bottle for like $2 or $3. But we don't think the water from a natural cooling spring source in a mountain range where Mother Nature is still intact is not the right one. It's very strange, that concept, huh?
It is. I think people have lost the connection between food and health and even where food comes from, really.
Yeah, it's very sad to me. So what I would do, again, I would go obviously the second route. Yes, absolutely. The water, a nice spring water infused with fresh cut cucumbers or ginger or little sea salt in it. It's so much tastier than obviously a water what looks like a water, but has suddenly like a coffee mango flavor. I saw that once. And I was like, that's scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, that is really scary.
Okay, are there distilled waters out there that you can drink?
Distilled waters are for small appliances. I'm not a small appliance. So distilled water is for my coffee machine. Distilled water is for my car battery. I don't see the reason why I should drink that. And it's kind of interesting in Germany when you're trying to buy distilled water, you have to go to the pharmacy for that. And they will ask you what you want to do with that water. And when you tell them you want to drink that, they will say, nah, I'm not going to sell it to you. But here in America, you will find distilled water in the water aisle. Distilled water should be at the AutoZone, like at the car repair shop.
Yeah.
And distilled water should be right next to your iron board. I have a video online in a Target store where I take a gallon of distilled water from the water and I bring it to the iron boards. It's like, this is where it belongs.
Yeah.
This is the water for that. But that was never meant for consumption. Never. But obviously, again, America, I want to make more money. They thought, great. So people buying purified water already. So why not telling them now you need to be the ultra pure water. What is then distilled water with a TDS of zero. Please, you need to drink that. I would never touch that stuff. Never.
Yeah.
Okay. This is for me mind blowing. People buying this.
Yes, it is. I love this. Okay. Do you have any studies or know any information on what's happening to people's health that are drinking this purified water?
It's interesting. I saw a study of the World Health Organization, but that study is pretty old already. And they were talking about distilled and purified water. And they said they saw some downsides, obviously, drinking this in a larger consumption over several years because you're distracting the mineral composition of your body. What it was very interesting to me to see. I'm obviously not a doctor, so therefore I don't want to talk too much about the health benefits of water because that's actually not my expertise. I know obviously the common sense stuff, like for example, what I told you, the osmosis, that your cells needs electrolytes to actually gain access to the water. We can get this mostly through food, but obviously when a water already has that, how great is this? But for me, I'm more interested in taste, in pairing water to, for example, you can make your wine taste better just based on the water right next to it. That is like, I think, fascinating. And people don't even know that. They think sometimes they're going to a restaurant and saying, oh, my Riesling doesn't taste good today. No, it might be the water right next to it.
Yeah.
What infiltrates your taste ability? That is for me interesting.
Okay. I see on your Instagram profile, Brooke Shields was hospitalized because she was drinking water. Tell me about that.
Yeah, water intoxication. I just did a video again yesterday about this. And I have a video online about a mother of, I think, 3 or 4, was very sad, passed away last year. So what's happening there? So the thing is, when you're parching yourself the whole day, you don't drink any water, no liquid, nothing, and you don't eat. Your body doesn't obviously like that. We all know this, how thirsty we can get. So some people thinking it's a great idea then when you're extremely thirsty, to dump all this water into you. And maybe here in America, they might be even drinking then the alkaline pH water because they think it's the holy grail of water, but not realizing there's barely any minerals dissolved because it's purified. So they're dumping all this water in their body. They already have a problem with their water intake. So what the problem is not just the liquid problem, it's the balance of electrolytes in your body. So when you're dumping all this water subtly into you over a short time of period, you're diluting especially your sodium level in your body, and now it become dangerous. It's not happening all the time, so I don't want to fear here everybody now suddenly, but it can happen. We see it in marathon runners, we see it in extreme sports, we saw it with Brooke Shields, we saw it with a mother of 3 or 4, sorry that I don't know how many kids she had now at this moment. That is the problem. You're dumping all this water, you're diluting your sodium content, and now your bodies will shut down because it needs sodium to run actually. And it happened somewhere in the early 2000s in a radio show in Sacramento here in California. They had this idea of how much water can you drink in 1 hour competition. What already sounds insane crazy, like how you can come up with this idea. But that means people really don't know what's happening. Like this is a scary part. And that's the reason I did my channel, because I want to bring awareness to it, that this can be dangerous. So what happened there? They told people, how much water can you shove down in 1 hour? And the person who drink the most water will get a Wii console back in the days, the Nintendo Wii. So they called it no pee to get a Wii or something like that.
Wow.
So there was this one lady who was shoving down all the water. She looked like pregnant on the show at one point because she shoved down all this water. There was even a registered nurse calling into the show and said, please stop it. It's extremely dangerous. What are you doing? The radio host laughed her off and made fun of her. And this person died several hours later. And this was water intoxication. So please, 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 my big recommendation is, and my sister's a registered nurse as well, I talked to her several times, and she said, Martin, yes, water intoxication can be very dangerous. So the key is, when you are parched, obviously, first of all, you should never do this situation, but it can happen. We all know this. We all have been there. It's so much healthier when you're now in the moment of, I can now get stuff again, please eat and drink, but not just drink. It's very, very important because, again, most of our minerals coming from food, and food has obviously way more minerals dissolved than a water can ever have. So please, when you're extremely in crazy situations, eat and drink. So much healthier than just drink water. Very important.
Okay, good fun fact. So tell us a little bit about your book.
About my German book?
It's World of Water, right?
Yeah, The World of Water, yeah, correct.
Okay.
I wrote this book because I realized as well in Germany, there's so many like misinformations when it comes to water. And I wanted to write a book about the topics in general. Like, for example, what is actually purified water? What is tap? Where's our tap coming from? What is mineral water? What is artesian water? What is healing water? There's even healing waters out there. It's forbidden by law in America to even talk about health benefits and water for a water company. In Germany, and you can see Lost in Translation, so different are the countries. In Germany, we have over 60 water brands who are falling under the medication law in Germany. They're actually state-approved medications. It's nothing else than bottled water from a natural occurring source. But these bottles have such high mineral compositions that they will have an impact on your body. So therefore, it's medicine. Considered medicine. And I've been on the Zac Efron show, Down to Earth with Zac Efron, and I had one water with me. It was called Roy from Slovenia with a TDS of 7,400. It has over 1,000 milligrams of magnesium dissolved. Unheard of. Like, I never saw such a high magnesium water ever in my life. And I tasted over 1,000 different spring waters so far. So I said on the show, so Roy clearly is not just for hydration. There are waters out there. They are not just for hydration. That's a supplement due to this extremely high magnesium content. The homepage of Roy even stated this. This is not for daily consumption. This is like medicine. So a nutritionist called me out on a magazine for that, like a month or 2 months later, and said, Martin, this water sommelier sat on the shore and Down to Earth. This is ridiculous. Water is water. There is no such thing than medicine waters or healing waters, or that a water can provide more than hydration. So I made a video about her and I said, like, hey, maybe you don't know because you haven't been to Germany, but please understand there are other countries who see this completely different than maybe the FDA sees it here in America. And I don't know why the FDA is so afraid about talking about health benefits. Somehow that's my little conspiracy theory, my personal one. I think the big pharma industry doesn't like to hear that, that water can be actually more than just hydration. But in Germany, we know that. That's the reason nobody would ever buy purified water, because we know the benefits of minerals. And here they are shoving down all this purified tap water in plastic bottles. It's, again, like, it's for me,
it's mind blowing. It's sad.
It's very strange sometimes.
Yeah. So tell me, do you have a water tasting box?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
So I realized at one point that more and more people wanted to taste different waters with me. And they're always saying in my videos, Martin, where can you get these waters? And that's a little problematic sometimes, because that's a sad part here in America. They're pretty much very big corporations owning the water market. It's almost like a monopoly. So small little boutique brands, they're barely seen in the grocery store. Some stores have nice variations, but most stores have the same, the same stuff what you see like everywhere. So I came up with the idea, let's do some tasting classes. So I created a water tasting box with 6 different waters. Some you know, some you don't know, that you have a comparison as well. And I'm sending this out through all America. And every month I'm doing a Zoom call with people online and we can taste waters together. And that is actually pretty fun. It's a 1.5 hours to 2 hour experience. And I really want to bring attention that water has taste. And what we can do. It's the same what we're doing here at the podcast right now, to actually talk about all these myths, about all this craziness as well about water. For example, it's a myth to drink 8 glasses of water per day. It's complete nonsense. This idea came from the 40s and they talked about liquid intake. They never talked about water intake, by the way. And the 8 glasses is kind of like a recommendation, but obviously a person who works outside in the sun in Los Angeles needs to drink way more water than a person who maybe sits right now here in an office, what we're sitting. And again, this liquid intake, like your morning coffee, already counts into that. Coffee actually will hydrate you. It's a myth. It will dehydrate you.
And your food, right?
And food as well. So coffee, 98% water.
Yeah.
You cannot pee out so much water than you're actually drinking from coffee. Should you drink just coffee? No. We all know the caffeine then will alter obviously something in your body, and we should not do that. But it's totally fine to drink 1 or 2 cups per day. There's nothing wrong about that. And it will actually add to your hydration. And what you just mentioned, absolutely right, your food. Your food is made up of water mostly. So a butter lettuce, 98% water. An oyster, 98% water. A cucumber, 98% water. So you can actually eat water.
Most people need to ask themselves, are they eating the foods made up of a lot of water? That's important.
I had a doctor on my last water sample tasting box. And she said, Martin, you're really up to something. Because again, I'm not a doctor. I just talk about common sense stuff, what it's like. It's clear knowledge. I cannot explain to you how kidneys in detail work right. Because that's not my expertise.
Yeah.
But I know that my kidneys are actually responsible for my pH in my lungs, but not a water company. Yeah? This is who alters my different pH levels. What is very important as well. You just not have one. You have different pH levels in your body. So again, this idea of I can balance something out. No, you can't. So, and she said, the problem is with processed food these days, that there are not enough minerals as well anymore dissolved in these foods. So they don't get the right nutrients anymore. And by drinking spring water, you can actually balance a little bit out your deficits of your mineral compositions. What was interesting to me to hear this from a doctor, because I talk about this all the time, the importance of minerals in water, that water is not just water. That's literally my hashtag. That's the reason I'm using this all the time, because there is more than just water, just H2O, what people think. And the other meaning behind this just water is, we all know after 5 hours without tap water in our buildings, we are screwed because I cannot flush my toilet anymore. So that is the problem as well. Like, we need to have water all the time with us and surrounding us that we can actually survive. Your body will shut down after 2 days without water. It's over, game over for us. So it's very important that we have water.
The most important resource on the planet. Okay, so to sum this up, when someone's at the grocery or when you're grabbing your water, wherever you may be, you're looking for spring water or mineral water.
Correct. That's what I would buy. And the nutrition label obviously doesn't make sense at all by bottled water because it's mostly zero. I don't know why the FDA is putting a nutrition label on bottled water, but they don't recommend to maybe put the TDS and the mineral compositions on it, what would be so much better for the consumer. But again, I have a feeling there's a lobbyism behind that.
For sure.
That some water companies don't want to disclaim this because then their whole cart house would fall apart to say electrolytes added, but actually the consumer would suddenly see, wait a minute, it barely has any electrolytes.
Yep.
That's a problem.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing is, as far as people's water in their homes, do you believe any of that matters?
I think it matters what kind of water you're drinking. And I have to say, where I am here in Los Angeles, I would filter my tap. I'm not against tap at all. I think that is the best environment-friendly resource, obviously, is when you want to just hydrate yourself. Please drink your tap water. But by this being said, there might be stuff in your tap what you don't want to expose yourself to on a daily basis. So therefore, I highly recommend get yourself a filter. I cannot recommend just one filter because it depends where you live,
okay. What
needs to be filtered out. So again, it's a little bit more complex, that topic. And when I hear people talking on the internet again about this is the best filter, yeah, for what? Where do you live? For what? Huh? There is no best. Let's not always telling people this is the best, the top three. There is no such thing like that. Maybe the best water is the filtered water you have at home because you can afford it, you like it, and you feel good about it. That might be the best water on this planet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like all these things are super attainable for everyone listening. Everyone, go follow Martin Rees on all social media channels. And you can also check out his water box delivery and do a taste testing with him. I know I'm going to definitely join one. And we have everything linked beneath so you can check out all the ways to learn more about Martin and exploring the most precious resource, which is water. I appreciate you, Martin. It was so nice to meet you. You are just a bundle of joy to talk to.
No, thank you so much, Jen. And to the end, let's add this on. 1 out of 4 people on this planet don't have access to clean, safe drinking water. 2.2 million people here in the United States don't have running tap water, and I think we should all think a little bit more about water. That's the whole point. Let's bring value back to water. Let's be thankful that we have it, and let's help the people who don't.
Yeah, let's make water simple, right?
Yes.
All right. Talk to you soon, Martin. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Wake Up and Read the Labels. If you like this episode, guess what? We want you to share it. We'd love that. Share it with a friend and leave us a review. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or really wherever you're listening to your podcast. For more information, visit us at wakeupandreadthelabels.com.